In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our third day of the boys' camp, we have the votive mass of Saint Dominic Savio, who was one of the students of Saint John Bosco. And Saint Dominic was born in Italy in 1842, and he was very much in favor and wanted to become a priest, and devoted his life to become holy, to become a true and faithful servant of God. One day when he was only 4 years old, Saint Dominic disappeared, and his good mother went looking for him. She found him in a corner praying with his hands joined and his head bowed. Already he knew all his prayers by heart. When he was 5, he was an altar boy, and when he was 7, he received his first Holy Communion. And on that solemn day of his first Holy Communion, he chose a motto, "Death but not sin," and that he kept always. When he was 12, he was enrolled in the school run by Saint John Bosco, and when he was a student, he wasn't in any way extraordinary, but he was one of those God saints who become holy not by doing extraordinary things, but doing ordinary things extraordinary well. It was not God's will that he would become priest, though, because one day when he was 15, he began to feel sick and was sent home to get better, but there he grew worse instead and received the extreme unction. And when he was in danger of death, he did not fear that, but he was on the contrary overjoyed at the thought of going to heaven. And just before he died, he tried to sit up, and to his good father he said goodbye, and suddenly his face lit up with a smile of great joy and happiness, and he exclaimed, "I am seeing such wonderful things." And then he spoke no more, because he had now joined the other saints in heaven. Dear children, the Saint Dominic was truly a good son of his father, who always promised to stay away from sin, and also encouraged other boys as well to keep away from sin. This lovely story of a good son and a faithful father reminded me of another one which happened during our Civil War. There was a man named John Hartman who had a son, also named John, in the army. After a horrible battle, the newspaper carried a list of the missing soldiers, and there was the name of John Hartman, Jr. At once the father set off for the scene of the battle to search for his son. He scanned the upturned faces. He listened for the faintest cry that might be the voice of his son. Many young boys were lying there in the agony of death, and they thought to himself, "I wish that was my father." When the night fell, the father lighted the lantern and continued the search. The wind blew out the light, but still he kept searching and searching. Cupping his hands, he shouted, "John Hartman, thy father calleth for thee." No answer. Again he called out, "John Hartman, thy father calleth for thee." And at long last he heard a faint moan. Rushing closer, he heard his son whisper, "Here I am, father." And on his own shoulders, that father carried that son back to an aid station, where he received the attention that saved his life. Children, in this world, very many people are mortally wounded in the fiercest battles of evil and sin, and these poor souls lie helpless in the darkness and discomfort. The evils that attack our own children and our own citizens are tremendous, and every true father will do all in his power to find that son and bring him to the spiritual aid station where he can be nursed back to spiritual health. Here on this final day of the camp, remember that the church is always your home. The church is always there looking for you, bringing you back to Christ's fold, being a true father to you, waiting to you to be the faithful son. And it's waiting, the church is waiting the all of the sinners of the world so that they too might become saints. And that Saint Dominic was the true and faithful son, both of his own father and that of his spiritual father, Saint John Bosco. Pray God that he might always guard you from sin, and that you for all the days might not only be a faithful son, but also one of those souls who keeps and keeps on searching until all the God's true sheep and saints have been collected to the heavenly kingdom. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son.